The federal government today told airline executives in no uncertain terms to reduce their schedules at O'Hare Airport in Chicago. The airport, the nation's busiest, has been plagued this year by delays. FAA officials say those disruptions are rippling through the system. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
O'Hare International Airport has more takeoffs and landings than any other airport in the world. But increasingly, those arrivals and departures have been listed as delayed. The government considers a flight to be delayed if it's 15 minutes or more late. This year, that's happened a dismal 58,000 times. In May alone, some 14,500 times. FAA Administrator Marion Blakey told airline executives today that's just not acceptable.
The airlines are going to have to step up to the plate. You can't control the weather, but you can control your schedules. And that needs to start happening right away.
United and American Airlines account for 88% of the flights into and out of O'Hare. In January, the FAA asked them to trim their schedules in peak travel times by some 5% and then by another 2.5% in March. Still, the delays continue, and Blakey told executives to make further reductions or the government will.
If we're unable to achieve the level of flight reductions we believe is necessary to relieve congestion and delay, we're prepared to invoke our authority under the Federal Aviation Act. If we need to, we'll issue an order requiring the most efficient schedule that reflects our judgment, but that won't necessarily be yours.
One reason for the delays is the continued growth in the number of air travelers, nearly back to where they were before the terrorist attacks on 9/11. American and United officials also passed the blame on to smaller carriers, such as Independence Air, which ramped up its schedule at O'Hare as American and United trimmed theirs. Other factors may be contributing to the delays, including the congestion at O'Hare itself. David Stempler of the Washington, D.C.-based Air Travelers Association says the airport needs to expand.
They need to realign the runways at Chicago O'Hare. The runways that they have are intersecting in many places, which creates a lot of inefficiencies at the airport. There's a plan in place, which is now going through environmental review, to create three sets of parallel runways, which would increase the throughput of that airport substantially.
But expanding O'Hare is a controversial political issue in Chicago. It's supported by Democratic Mayor Richard Daley, but opposed by U.S. Senator Peter Fitzgerald, a Republican who wants a new airport built. Others say the problem is neither the airport nor the airlines, but an outmoded air traffic control system. Michael Boyd is an aviation consultant with the Boyd Group.
The air traffic control system has been mismanaged and outmoded for years. The majority of programs and upgrades that could have fixed this current problem at O'Hare are as much as 12 years behind schedule and well over budget. The FAA has failed totally to upgrade the system to the needs of the nation. Now they're telling the nation, dumb down our transportation system to our level. That's the outrage of it.
17 airlines took part in today's meeting. FAA officials met with each individually in an effort to trim schedules at O'Hare to a level where delays are the exception rather than the rule. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.